questions. Answer questions 1 to 8 in English, according to the article. In questions 2 and 3, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. What are we told about the chocolate crisis in lines 1 to 6? Put a tick by the two correct answers. 1. Why chocolate experts aren't worried about it. 2. Why it will bring down the price of chocolate. 3. How it will affect us. 4. How it can be averted. 5. Who won't be affected by it. 6. How it is connected to global warming. 2. What do we learn in lines 7 to 14? 1. Why there is a shortage of chocolate. 2. Why some poor countries have become richer. 3. How much chocolate the average person in China eats. 4. How chocolate production can be increased. 3. What information is given in lines 15 to 22? 1. What the largest cacao-producing country in the world is. 2. Why it isn't easy to increase cacao production. 3. Why Mr. Harold suffers in climates with high humidity. 4. How much chocolate an average cacao tree produces. 4. What problem is referred to in line 23? 5. What do Coffee Mensah and Sam Barner have in common? Lines 23 to 28. Complete the sentence. They used to be. 6. What can we understand about Sam Barner from lines 23 to 28? Complete the sentence. He wouldn't have abandoned cacao farming if it had been. 7. According to the article, why does the future of chocolate seem bleak? Give one answer. 8. What is the writer's opinion about the future of chocolate? Lines 29 to 31. Complete the sentence. There is hope because.